Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Let's go to Naz. Good evening, Naz.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
On top of the world, Naz. How's it going? Are you hungry?
I've already eaten today.
Okay. You have eaten,
are you? At 8:53, you're allowed to eat.
Is that sunset?
Yeah, after sunset.
Okay. You always sound so unsure about why you're not eating, but okay, that's fine. So what did you have to eat?
No, say that again, sir.
Yes, madam. You always sound so unsure about why you're not eating, but what did you have to eat, sir?
I had 2 chapatis with the chicken curry.
Why, dirty boy?
I had a watermelon.
Whoa, refreshing!
Some samosas and some pakoras.
Oh.
Bloody hell, man. That's a lot of food.
You're living the dream.
Living the dream. I fancy a chapati with chicken curry. Dream.
No, but this chap was on there a bit ago.
Yeah?
Talking about body parts, you can hear if you lose your outside ear.
Yeah? How do you know?
Because my brother, years ago, he lost his right ear at the factory, just the outside of it, and he could still hear.
How did he lose it, if you don't mind me asking?
He used to work at a spinning factory.
A spin factory?
You know, where they used to spin wool.
Oh, spinning, right.
Okay, I think I know how this story's going to go. Yeah, go on.
Well, there were a lift going up. He was sending some stuff up of the next floor. That's it. The next floor. And the lift snapped somehow. You know, one of them cargo ones.
Yeah.
Snapped, and it came coming down. And so instead of landing on his face, so he moved his head to one side.
Oof.
And he took his ear off.
Well, we're horrified, but I'm also thinking, is he also really, really lucky?
Very lucky.
You're saying that he could have, if he hadn't have whipped his head to one side, it had landed on his head.
Yeah, half of his head, all his face would have gone, wouldn't it?
And literally, what? It just, so it was that close, it ripped his ear off, but nothing else.
Nothing else, believe it or not, just his ear, nothing else.
Flipping it, right, listen, that's horrific, and I'm not making light of that at all. It sounds horrible for the poor bloke, but man alive, that is also, that is some kind of luck, man. That's how close that is. Flip, man.
Yeah, you're right, very, very lucky.
Where is the ear now? I'm hoping it's in a jar filled with vinegar or alcohol.
No, the ear got very, very badly damaged. So, he's got no ear.
You didn't...
See what I'm talking about? About 32 years ago.
And can he hear as well as, worse than, or better than before?
Perfect, just the way he was before.
Yeah, yeah.
He was bandaged up, obviously, in the hospital, what have you.
Yeah.
But he can hear perfect.
Oh, well.
He's got nothing there, even now.
Yeah.
He's got no ear.
Yeah.
But he can hear fine.
Flipping it, man. Isn't it? It's incredible. That's incredible. All right, nice one, Naz. Well, thank you. Have you got all your body parts, everything intact?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Personal question.
I like you, Naz. I like it when your name pops up on the screen. We always have a laugh, even if it's quite horrific. All right, man.
Listen, my dear, thank you very much, pal.
Take care, fella. Good night. I like Naz. I like him a lot. He's a good man. But... Wow, so a lift came down at speed. So close. I mean, and all it did, not, it cut his ear off. That's. I mean, how thick is an ear? What was that? It's not even a third of an inch out from your head, is it?
That's nothing. Very close, isn't it?
Isn't that incredible? Wow.
Horrific.
It's a question we ask from time to time, but I always like it. What body parts have you lost?
Yeah, what bit's missing?
What bit is missing? I always like that. It's always fun to try and build a body. In fact, let's do that now. Let's build a body from missing body parts. So we've got Naz's brother's ear.
Have you got any bits missing?
Shame. Shame is missing, so I'm shameless. No, what is missing?
Any teeth?
No, well, I had a lot of teeth taken out. I've got a few teeth. No, I think I'm pretty much all there. I've not had anything taken out from inside. You got anything missing?
No.
Okay, well, let's try. We'll try and build a body from missing body parts, please. 0344 499 1000. Oh, we'll have Gatford's toe. Is it left or right?
And he lost a couple.
No, I think he only lost one, didn't he? The other one was looking a little bit dodgy-bodsky. We'll put Gatford's toe down there. So we've got the extremities. We got a toe and we got an ear. Can we fill it? That's not a bad toe.
Can we get it to meet in the middle?
That's not a bad toe. We will take vasectomies.
Thyroids.
We will take thyroids. We will take circumcisions. We will take gender swaps. We will anything. Any body parts with amputations, accidents, anything. Can we make a body?
Oh, you can have some of my hair. I used to have very long hair.
Okay, so what, round the pubis?
No!
What?
Well...
Okay, no, we're not having... You can't... Having a haircut doesn't count.
But I had long, swishy hair and now I don't.
Having a haircut doesn't count. Someone who...
Everyone needs hair.
No, but someone who's, like, shaved all their hair off, I'll give you that. We'll take that. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
He's the righteous reporter who's got his finger on the pulse of UK politics.
They should be scrutinised more closely.
The Week with John Nicholson on Talk Radio. Sunday afternoon from 4.
Join the stout speaker with a triple lock manifesto to bring you the week's big stories from Westminster, as I said to Tony.
Journeying across the week's political landscape, debating all the pressing issues.
I'll be presiding over fast-paced political debate.
From budget cuts to Brexit, or ballots to backbenchers.
All from his heavily reinforced radio dispatch box.
Read my lips.
It's a three-line whip to listen to The Week with John Nicholson.
Toying the party line, Sunday afternoon from 4 on Talk Radio. Pwah!
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Here's what we need to do, and I keep meaning to talk about this, we never got round to it. I was thinking maybe one day next week, maybe Tuesday, if me and Kath and some of you listeners would like to help us on an idea I've had for a while. Would you like to join us protesting outside an abortion clinic? No, I'm joking. I've had this idea. Do you remember? I need to watch it again. That Radio Unnameable, which was about Bob Fosse. Mm-hmm. Not Bob Fosse, he's the choreographer. Bob
Fosse.
Fosse. Is it Bob Foss?
I think it is.
Radio Unnameable. It's a really good documentary, right? It's quite hard to track down, but it's about this old guy that worked on public radio in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. And He was a bit of dude in the 60s. He had Dylan on there. I think Lennon might have been on there. And he was involved. It was kind of an old hippie. And he would... Danny and Stefan, stay there. I'll come to you in a second. He would... lived in New York... broadcast in New York. It wasn't WFMU. It was kind of the other big New York public radio station. Public radio I find absolutely fascinating and I'm deeply envious of. And he would organise things like... I can't remember. It's a long time since I've seen the film, but there was like a bee in at an airport he organised. But one of the things he organised was in a really crappy part of New York, when all of New York was quite lousy, that was filthy. And he said... to on air, right, tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock, I'm going to be at such and such a street with a load of bin bags and some gloves, and I'm going to try and clean up as much as I can of that street in the day. If anyone wants to join me, then come along and we'll do as much as we can. And like the next day, like 100 or 200 people. It's a long time since I've watched it. I'm going to watch it again. I might watch it this weekend, actually. In fact, I will watch it this weekend. Like a couple of hundred people rocked up, all hippies, and they spent the day cleaning this street. And at the end of it, it was immaculate. You know, it was all the junk had gone. They took it all away responsibly. They packed it all up. They took it away, disposed of it responsibly. And it was remarkable. And for some reason, this popped into my head recently. Can't think why. I know when I went for a walk about 3 months ago, I saw a sign on Coombe Hill, where I went for a really nice view up there, and there was a sign saying volunteers wanted every Thursday to come and clean up. I took a picture of it and I logged it in my head as a possible thing to do. But then I was thinking, well, we have some of the best listeners in the world. I mean, some of them are a-holes, as we heard with some of the callers earlier, but most of you are good people, right? Is there some way that we could organise a similar thing? And we've done fun things like tag. We still haven't done hide and seek. That's worth looking into. We've done fun things. We've done fun paid things. We've done fun free things like tag, and then we all went and had an ice cream. So is there a way of doing something that's actually useful? And maybe we put in a game of tag or, you know, maybe we do like a little reward at the end of it or something. We have a picnic or something. So I don't know. That's as far as I've got. Now, of course, part of the problem is we've not got a huge listenership and you're all scattered all across the country and all across the world. As you know, we had to call from Nashville yesterday. So it would be tricky to find somewhere we could all get to. So I'm not in any way suspecting we're going to get 100, 200 people rocking up. If we got 10 rocking up, I'd be pleased. So, okay, so we're going to get... If anyone turns up, maybe no one, it's going to be a small number of people. So we need to pick somewhere that's quite small. We can't say, for example, right, we're going to clean... we're going to clean King's Cross Station. You know, we can't pick something huge. We've got to pick a small area that would look better with a few hours of people putting stuff in black bin bags and
sweeping up and stuff.
Sweeping up and tidying up a little bit, whether that's a stream or whether that's a corner of a park. I don't know. That's as far as I've got with it, right? Now, if we do it, and I'm not saying we will, but if we do it, it would just be good to utilise the energy that this show creates, you know, to try and make our environment a little bit better, whatever that means. So if we do it, what do we need? We need to know where we're going to do it. We need to find a place and we need to find a time. That's it. That's what it is. We need to find a place and we need to find a time. Go. Over to you. Suggestions, I suppose. Suggestions of somewhere. I'm going to say not London. I'm going to say not London. Because, again, everything is London-centric, and I partly wonder how much impact it would have on London. Maybe that's dismissive of me, I don't know. So at the moment, I'm thinking not London. Part of me is thinking, well, maybe we could do something in Manchester, but actually it's tricky because we're doing two shows. So I don't know. I'm just going to put it out there, dear listener. Phone in if you've got any thoughts on it. 0344 499 1000. Phone in if you've got any thoughts, or let it percolate in your brain and give us a call tomorrow or give us a call next week or tweet us in a couple of weeks, or we'll put this in the podcast as well, this bit, if you don't mind, Catherine, so that the podcasters, dear podcaster, you get to have a little listen and a little thing. You might think it's a silly idea. It isn't a silly idea. Actually, it's a really nice idea. It's a really nice idea. It's a good idea. It's a good idea. Look at me being confident about it. It's a good idea. Whether it's practical or not is another thing. Or maybe it's just a case of me and Kath grabbing it by the horns and finding somewhere and saying, right, we have found this place. From 12 o'clock tomorrow, we're going to be here. We're going to have black bags and rubber gloves. Bring your own, and we'll stay there for 2 or 3 hours and see what we get done. I don't know. Let's have a little think about it, because I'm a little bit unsure where to take it. Let's go to Stefan. Good evening, Stefan.
Hi, Ian. How are you doing?
I'm very, 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 very well.
Oh, that's good. I have a gallbladder for your Frankenstein's monster.
Here we go.
It.
By the way, Katia is saying you do the body part Frankenstein thing at least once a year. I don't. I do it at least once every 2 years, so screw you. Gallbladder?
A gallbladder, yeah.
I don't know what a gallbladder is.
I don't either. They just took one out of me when I was sick.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's got something to do with bile production.
Yeah, it can be quite dangerous if that goes off.
Yeah, it was. Oh, it's extremely painful.
Yeah.
So, but okay, whereabouts in your body is it?
It's just below your right side of your rib cage, just beside your liver.
Okay, I'm going to draw what I think a gallbladder looks like, and I'm going to write Stefan's gallbladder. When did you have it taken out?
Last July.
Wow. Okay, and where is it now?
I don't know.
Oh, come on, guys.
I imagine it's been incinerated.
Someone, listen, this is my problem with all of you. If someone takes a part of my body, right, I'm getting it. I'm getting it. And they don't give me none of this, oh, we're not allowed to give it to you. Nonsense. That's mine. Before the anaesthetist knocks me out, if they won't sign a chit saying I can have it, I'm getting up and walking out.
I'm sure you'd take your own jar.
Yeah, totally.
And vinegar.
Yes.
I had a lipoma removed from my hip a couple of years back as and I wanted to keep that, but they wouldn't let me. They told me it needed to be incinerated, but they let me take pictures of it.
Here's what I don't understand, Stefan. And I've heard this from other people. This is the thing that's fascinated me for years. I don't understand why you're not allowed to take part of your own body back. I don't get it.
See, I spent most of my life in Canada, and over there, they will let you take your tumour home.
Whoa.
I've known quite a few people who've brought home tumours or giant cysts that have been cut out and stuff.
So here's the thing.
Everything.
You're having an operation to do it in Canada. There's an okay documentary. It's not great, but it's okay. It was on Netflix. I don't know where it is now. About a guy does what do they call it when you buy... like a locker full of stuff gets repossessed.
All right, yeah.
Like storage hunters thing, right?
Yeah.
So a locker gets repossessed and this guy just buys it sight unseen. And he opens it up and there's some boxes of records and there's an old record player and there's some bikes that don't work and there's a barbecue. It's like, whoa, wicked. And he opens the barbecue and in the barbecue it's either, I can't remember.
It's a foot, isn't it?
It's a foot. That is it. It's a foot. Ugh. It's a real life human foot. Right, and he's like,
"Oh, no!"
And it's in like Texas, or it's in some backwater, right? So of course, he does what every American would do, Stefan. He puts a sign up in his garden saying $1 to see a real human foot.
Oh no!
And people pay this dollar to come and see this foot. And then about 6 months later, a guy hops up to the door and goes, "Yeah, that's my foot. I want it back." What do you mean?
Oh my god!
Yeah, and he goes, "That's my foot. That was my mum's." My mum's locker that you bought all that stuff from, she went bust and she couldn't pay the rent or something. That was my foot that was in there. Look, I have no foot. Look, it fits. Like Cinderella.
It fits.
It fits. Oh. And it goes to this massive court case about who owns the foot. And do you want the spoiler?
Yeah, I do.
It's the guy that bought everything owns the foot.
Wow.
He owns the foot legally. It's an incredible story. It's not a great film, but it's a good old story.
Did he give him the foot back?
No, I don't think he did.
That sounds like a horror movie to me. I've got a very unreasonable phobia of feet.
Oh, it's not unreasonable, but they're disgusting.
I'm in the middle of Asda right now doing a very weird, cringy dance, and people are looking at me.
Well, you're doing like a one-man flash mob. Is that?
it's just really cringy hearing that story.
I'm going to say why you're in Asda. I love the late night shops. They're the best.
Yeah,
is it empty in there?
It is. Yeah, it's quite quiet.
I used to love it. I used to go shopping in Tesco at like 2 a.m.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's bliss.
I'm an Uber driver, so I always stop at one of them on the way home, end of the night, for my snacks.
Oh, what are you getting? Pringles? Doritos? You're a Doritos kind of guy.
No. I've got these mini cheddar crispy thins, cheddar and chive flavour.
listen, you foreigner, you don't have to explain what mini cheddars are to us Brits. Yeah, we grew up on mini cheddars.
I didn't know they did cheddar and chive.
Of course they do.
Just to clarify, I am Welsh. I was born in Cardiff, moved to Canada when I was 5 and then came back.
Well, tell your accent then. Hey, Stefan, man, it's nice. Go on.
You want to hear the funny thing? Is everybody in Canada thinks I've got a Welsh accent.
I can hear the Welsh there when you said Welsh accent.
Stefan, nice to talk to you, man. Thank you for the gallbladder. It's going in our Frankenstein's body. Nigel, you're going to be after the news probably. Stay there. Let's go to Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's the person who saved the show 3 months late. It's number 24. It's Danny.
Hello, Cass. Hello, Ian.
Hello, Danny. Thank you for your technical advice.
That's okay.
Even though it was quite late.
Well, I thought about it before because I've had this problem when recording podcasts, and my mate Steve in Poland, when he was, every time we had him on, it did everything to try and figure out what the buzzing one. He even unplugged his fridge at one point. Power supply. And it happens quite regularly.
How funny. Well, there you go. I didn't know that. That might explain things. Okay, right. Okay, I'll bear that in mind for other things that we do. What can we do for you, number 24?
Two things. First one, I have had, when my cat, Ginger Ken, I had him done, neutered, I kept his testicles in a little vial and they're about the size of a processed pea.
Wow! Oh. Yeah, I've seen bigger balls on a cat than that. You kept his, and you're allowed to do that with cats, are you?
Yeah, it was the vets, yeah. And I had an old Audi Coupe, and when I sold it, they were still in the glove box and I forgot to take them out.
Did you ever suck them?
They would no.
Did you ever try and play marbles with them? Did you ever put them in a pea shooter?
No, but I did try and shake them. Oh, why people? Someone keeps ringing me on my mobile just to annoy me.
Did you hold them in your palm and offer them to your cat as treats?
Oh,
no, but I did show them to people. Right? And then they'd.
I'd love to see.
They were always quite disgusted at it.
I want to see your cat's balls.
I don't know where they are now. Oh, wherever that Audi is. Whoever's got a second-hand white Audi, if you've still got it, they're in there somewhere.
Cat's balls.
And have you got time for body parts?
Yeah, go on, let's have them.
Body parts.
You can have 7 teeth.
One,
four wisdom teeth, three, 2 molars, and the one next to the big ones at the front.
Okay, yeah, 7 teeth. These are Danny's teeth, yeah.
And the way I'm feeling tonight, you can have one of my kidneys because I think I've got a kidney stone coming. And if you want to come around and whip it out for me, you'd be doing me a favour, and you can stick it in your bucket.
Okay, we got it. We got Danny's teeth and we got a kidney. Danny, you're a good man. You saved the show. Thank you very much indeed. Nigel, you're going to be next after the news. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Last hour of the show. Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle. We've got calls racked up already. This is Hop Joanna, give me hop. Joanna, till the morning come. Bouncy song, very bouncy song. It's about the horrors of apartheid. 03444991000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, let's go to Marilyn first. Then we've got Nigel. Then we've got Catherine. Good evening, Marilyn.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Marilyn. What can we do for you tonight?
I'm Catherine.
Hello.
I'm offering my womb and ovaries.
Okay, right. I'm not now.
There's a sentence I didn't think I'd be hearing today.
No, it's not the first time I've heard that. But last time I was in a slightly more romantic setting. Now,
I don't know what you could do with them.
Well, we can make a hat. No, it's the thing, right? Because we're getting lots of internal organs, and I'm trying to draw the internal organs, and I'm realising I don't know what the inside of a human body.
Well, a womb looks like a triangle.
Right, do you know what I need to do? I'm going to start. I'm just going to draw. I should have drawn the outline first. Hang on. Let me draw the outline, and then we'll just label things as we get them instead of trying to build. Why have we got a pubic mound? All right. There's the fur. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's. Hang on a minute. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hang on. There we go. All right. Now we're talking. There we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That person would not survive in the wild.
Right. So womb and ovaries. So I'm going to draw. So the ovaries are like the bits at the side, are they?
Yes.
They dangle down.
They dangle down. Like they're sort of like internal ladies' testes.
That's exactly where they are.
And then the womb is like.
No, it's underneath.
Is it underneath?
Yeah.
Okay. There we go. And that is Marilyn's womb and. Ovaries.
Yeah.
Beautiful. This is turning into someone a hell of a. I can't remember who the kidney belonged to. Was it Stefan? Yes, it was, wasn't it? All right, groovy. All right, that's very kind of you to donate that.
Was it Danny's?
Well, it's no use to me anymore, is it?
Well, hang on. Have you had them removed?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because I don't want people. What I don't want is people cutting bits of their bodies out.
Cutting bits out.
For this. Oh. We don't want that. We only want them if they've actually been.
They're very, very old. They've been out for years and years. The ovary got took out. One of them got took out when I was 21.
Oh, flipping
Do you know
heck.
What? You just reminded me of something.
Yeah, go on.
What?
My grandma, before she died, she got very poorly. She had gallbladder problem.
Yep.
And they were checking her out, and she said to my auntie, she said, you know, they were looking and they couldn't find my womb. And it turned out...
Yep.
She'd had an operation years before, and I'm talking about like 1960s. And they'd given her a hysterectomy, and she didn't know.
Yeah, I remember you said
that. So she'd been walking about assuming she had a womb, and she didn't.
Isn't that amazing?
And did she have a family?
Yeah, she did. It was after she'd had the children, but she'd had an operation, you know, I'm going to say late 40s, and didn't realise they'd whipped it out.
I had my ovary took out when, and it was about 1968 or something.
Yeah.
And they never told us they were going to do it. They just said they were going to examine us under anaesthetic.
I think it's a similar story, yeah.
Around and my ovary had gone. But then I hadn't had any children then.
Oh, gosh.
And,
so when you come round, Marilyn, and they say, yeah, well, we whipped all this out... How does one react to that news?
Well, I just said, well, what will I be able to have children? And he said, yes, I should be able to. And somebody said I would only have one sex.
Well, okay, right. So did you have kids?
Yeah, I got two boys.
There you go. You see, okay, but wow. So...
Well, I was pregnant 5 times, but. I got 2 lovely lads out of it.
Well, I'm sorry that it didn't always work out, and I'm sorry you had to go through that, but you got the two boys, and you've contributed to this Frankenstein monster that we're creating. And
it just goes to show, though, how high-handed doctors used to be in those days.
Used to be.
They'd go and investigate and then just go, yes, take it out. She'll understand.
It was certainly different. I do think some doctors can still be, not quite like that, but still have, there's an arrogance about some doctors. I think. Mm. All right, Marilyn.
I don't think they would dare do that now.
No, I don't think they would. I think you could sue the ass off them. Literally, their ass would be removed as a way of recompense. But
you'd have to tell them first.
You'd have to tell them first. How's everything now, Marilyn? You all right? You happy? You loving life?
I'm fine. I'm getting better by the minute.
Beautiful. That's all we can ask for. All right, listen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Nice to talk to you. We'll speak to you soon.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Marilyn telling an horrific story, but in a beautiful human way. So thank you for that. It's nuts, isn't it? Absolutely nuts. So I'm slightly distracted because Mitch Benn on Twitter is reminding me of a show that I did 20... 21 years ago in Edinburgh. He's in a conversation with someone and saying some very nice things about a show we did in Edinburgh. Me, Mitch Benn, Mackenzie Crook, and Zaren Gibson. Right, let's go to Nigel.
Hi, Ian and Catherine.
Wow, hi. Nigel sounds like he's fallen down a cave. You've got better equipment than we have here. I can't do reverb here.
It's a bit of echo, I think.
I like it. Keep it on.
Oh, hang on. Is that better? Hello. 1, 2.
Testies, testies.
You know
1, 2, 3.
Say in the working men's clubs. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah. It's counting.
Sorry?
1, 2. And they used to tap the microphone, didn't they? You know, the old Wheels and Shunters on the TV.
Yeah.
Do you remember that show?
Yeah, the pies have arrived.
I don't remember it at the time, but I've seen it since.
Wheels and Shunters.
The tappers.
Wheel Tappers.
Wheel Tappers.
Oh, the Wheel Tappers.
I never watched it at the time, a bit before my time, but I saw a few of them maybe about 20 years ago.
Didn't it have all the old comedians on it, like, or the old comedians like Jimmy Jones and people?
I don't remember Jimmy. I remember Cannon and Ball being on there. I remember Roy Orbison being on there. That kind of ilk.
A lot of the old ones, but most of them are probably dead by now, aren't they? Because it's really, it was a long time. It was in the 60s, wasn't it?
Something like 60s, 70s, something like that.
I forgot what I was going. My brother's listening at the moment. He asked me to go on the radio last night, but he listens. My brother, we talk a lot more. Oh, by the way, someone's paid my phone bill. The motorbike shop's lent me the money to pay my phone bill so it doesn't get cut off.
So the motorbike shop, are they the ones selling the motorbike?
They're selling my motorbike. They're going to take the money.
So they're giving you a little advance. Okay, that's cool. Can I ask, you know when you go on the internet?
Yeah.
Do you do it through your mobile phone?
No, my laptop.
But how do you get internet in your house?
I've got one of those little square boxes that you do at the e-shop.
Because your your mobile phone bill is very, very expensive, and
because I've been ringing 118 numbers before, and it just built up. You know, to find out people's numbers.
Yeah, I would suggest you go to use your laptop to do that. Just type it in.
Yeah, because it costs about 10 or 20 quid each time you do that, doesn't it? Sometimes?
Yeah, it can. And then when you've done the 118, do you then ask them to connect you, or do you hang up and dial
the
number?
They do send you the number. They connect you, and then they send you the number.
So they connect you?
Yes, and they text you the number back as well.
Well, there's the answer to the question. You're right, that'll cost you about 20, 30 quid a time, mate.
Yeah.
If they're connecting you as well... Anymore. That's a ridiculous. Yeah. Anyway, all right. Well,
anyway, so I was lucky to get my friends in the motorbike shop to lend me the money.
That's great. Well, I think saving money on the phone bill would make a really big difference.
I've got a Barry Manilow song I'd like to sing that. Oh. I made it through the rain.
Oh, it's one of my favourites. I love that.
The karaoke machine I've got out at the moment.
Beautiful. Then let's do it.
So some working men's clubs are interested in me if I can get the I've lost my confidence in front of an audience.
Yeah, well.
Because I haven't done that. I'm all right if I'm busking in the street where people are walking by.
Yeah.
But if it's in a closed building. But I heard Miley Cyrus say if she's in a closed space where people can see her face, she's nervous. But if she's on stage where they can't see her face, like, you know, for a long way off.
Yeah.
She's not nervous.
I heard a really good interview with Michael Ball where he talked about he had stage fright. Well, he was big star, and he had stage fright and he couldn't go on stage for years. So it happens.
But you know, the way you could think of it, Nigel, is people in that building are there to be entertained, whereas you're singing at people in the street who aren't necessarily interested. That's a braver thing to do.
Yeah, it is. But the thing is, I'm frightened. It's going to sound not good enough, but I know I'm good enough, but I haven't got that. I've lost my confidence a bit.
Because you gotta have faith.
Yeah.
I gotta have faith.
I know.
Let's have your song tonight, Nigel. Away you go.
All right, then. Yeah, I'll fire away. Here we go.
Fire away. It's a great song. I love this song. It's slower than I remember it.
Is he playing it?
We dreamers have our way of facing rainy days.
I think we're about, now we're about two bars behind.
And somehow we survive. We keep the fearing warm.
We're back in here.
Protect them from the storm. Until our time arrives. Then one day the sun appears and we come shining through those lonely years. I made it through the rain. I kept my world protected. I made it through the rain. I kept my point of view. I made it through the rain. I found myself respected by the others through. Got rain on through and made it through. And made it through. When friends are hard to find and life seems so unkind, sometimes you feel afraid. Just stay beyond the clouds, rise above the crowds and start your own parade. But when I chased away my fears away, that's when I knew that I could finally stay.
Yeah.
I made it through the rain. I kept my world protected. I made it through the rain. I kept my point of view. I made it through the rain. I kept myself respected by the others too. Got rain on too and made it through. Oh, I made it through the rain.
Nope.
Kept myself protected.
Yes.
I made it through the rain.
Isn't Gary supposed to get up off his stool?
Of you, I made it through the rain. I found myself protected, but the other two got rained on through and made it through. And made it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I made it through.
Thank you, Nigel.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.